on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, Jane Bickelman is in studio again. Jane, we've introduced to our audience before as the founder of Personalities. Now, is it Personalities Plus ABQ?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I could try to, and probably be pretty accurate, explain what the ministry does. But Jane, I'll let you do that.
Thank you. Well, basically, we just collect like new or new purses.
Yep.
And fill them with great things for women, toothbrushes, deodorant, hygiene things, mm-hmm. lipstick, jewelry, fun things that they can have. At this time of year, getting ready for Christmas,
right.
We'll be doing gloves and socks and hats in them too. And then we tag our scripture tag on it, and we participate and give them to, this past year we have 31 organizations. Three of them we gifted at Mother's Day and the rest for Christmas. So we just set up our workshop this morning, and starting Monday at on October 2nd.
You're packing purses.
We're packing purses. We're getting ready. We're so excited. Oh, I was so excited to see all the goodies that we have.
You know, you mentioned the tag that you put on the purses. Let me read this real quick. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. That's Psalm 91, verse 4. Yes. That's beautiful.
Yes.
What a great ministry. And, it's been a ministry for, since 2016.
This is our eighth year.
Okay. It's been a ministry for 8 years, or this is the eighth year. And now it's a ministry that is a 501c3.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We have grown so, and the need is great. And it was something I kind of dug my heels in for a while about not wanting to do, but I recognized that if we were going to help meet the needs and grow where we wanted to in our community, that was necessary. So we've done that. And we're pretty excited about it.
Well, and there are how many ministries that you partner with that you deliver these purses to?
Okay, there are 31.
Wow.
And there are organizations that are meeting the needs of women who have escaped domestic violence, trafficking. They're out of prison and getting help from homelessness. So it hits a wide range of organizations in Albuquerque and around the state.
And actually, one of those organizations we're going to have in studio like in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh.
U-Turn for Christ.
Oh, yes.
Is going to pop in here. Mike Gomez is in studio. But so many things. One of the ones you mentioned to me recently, A Peaceful Habitation, for those unfamiliar with what they do, what would you tell them?
And that's one of the first organizations we helped in 2016. Letitia is the executive director, and they help women out of prison. So she has a ministry where she visits in prison, and they do Bible studies, and she meets the people and tries to help them as they leave. So one of the ways we help them with the purses is she meets them at the gate, date at the gate, where when they're coming out,
yeah,
and they've been pre-qualified sort of to be with
her. That's culture shock. I mean,
oh, it is.
Yeah, we recently had a ministry from Colorado that goes into the prisons and prepares men to return to society. I mean, it's something that without preparation is difficult and often not successful.
Right. So, well, when they leave, they have a plastic bag with the things they had when they were going in. So she has prepared a duffel bag for them with clothes and shoes, etc. And then our purse is an added bonus for them.
Now, we didn't talk about this beforehand, and I don't mean to throw a curveball. And if you don't know right off the top of your head, think about it. But what's the most unique gift you've seen come with the purses, or the most unique purse a story of something that was, oh, that's a little unexpected, but what a blessing. Anything come to mind?
Well, we found that through the years, women, because we say to them, things that you would keep in your purse.
Right.
And so one woman prepared a whole bunch of small little baggies for us with two or three Band-Aids in it.
Okay.
Another woman thought they all needed a sewing kit. And so they went about preparing a bunch of them for us to put in purses. So it's kind of grown with what we put in there because of what people have given us. Right. One purse we got had a scripture tag, a little book, and a pen with a scripture on it. So we've kind of incorporated that, and we order every year little notebooks and pens that have scripture on it.
Oh, very nice. Well, and the list of things you mentioned somewhat, toiletries. We all can imagine what that would include. Question, I do see mouthwash. Do you purpose to find a mouthwash that doesn't have alcohol?
Okay, well, I meet with all the organizations and ask, what do you need to have excluded?
Mm-hmm.
And in some of the organizations, they exclude mouthwash,
right,
hairspray, and hand sanitizer.
Right, right, got it.
Those three items. So yeah, as the ladies are packing, I tell them about the organization, who they're serving for, who they can pray for, and what we have to omit.
See, I knew you'd have the answer. other toiletries, a mirror, a small brush. I love the you said lipstick, but makeup in general, hand cream, chapstick, slippers and socks.
Yes. This time of year for winter, we're going to try to do that also.
Yeah, small package of tissue and other accessories. Oh, I love this. Gloves, scarves, hats. And jewelry.
Jewelry. We have a team that collect, and they collect year-round new or like new costume jewelry.
Uh-huh.
And it can be just they clean it up and they separate them out on tables and they'll make a whole new set. It's not matchy-matchy.
Right.
But it's coordinated. So they'll have a necklace and a bracelet and earrings that go together and it's so put in a beautiful bag.
So those ladies that are putting that jewelry together, they have some fashion sense.
Oh, listen, they're my creatives.
Yeah.
They're so good.
You don't want me doing that. I would fail. You know what I do want to share a little bit about, because I just mentioned failure and you have not done that. When I look back on the history of Personalities Plus, we brought this up before, started out in 2016. And when you did that first year, you were able to put together 180 purses. And I know a lot of people listening would hear that and think that is, and it is wonderful. It is wonderful. It's gotten more wonderful, hasn't it?
It has, because we had three organizations that year, a Peaceful Habitation, Barrett House, and Women's Housing Coalition. And I was volunteering at those at the time and called the executive directors and said, what if we did this for Christmas for the ladies?
Mm-hmm.
And they said they love the idea. So between those, among those organizations, we needed 50 purses. So I wrote to 22 friends and my hairdresser, who was a partner with me in the beginning, and she's moved. She sent a letter, told her clients about it. So we prayed for 50 and we got 180.
There you go. Yeah, did yourself the first year.
Yeah.
And now this last year in 2022, over 2,000 purses,
right.
2,066 purses delivered. What a blessing.
It is.
It's incredible to see the work that's going on, whether it's with Personalities Plus. We just had Noah Webster College in here. We're going to hear from U-Turn for Christ. And I was talking with you off the air about the encouragement it is to me, and I hope to you, to see, in the midst of the darkness and all the sadness and the bad stories that we're hearing about in our community, that there's so many people that are part of the body of Christ that are reaching out to our community with the love of Christ. I have to imagine it has to be so fulfilling to see these ladies' faces, do you hear back from any of these ladies?
Oh, we get lots of thank you notes, of course. And then we do have a Facebook page, Personalities Plus ABQ. And because of privacy, of course, we cannot use some pictures. But many of the organizations get their okay, and they do send pictures out to us. And it's just precious because you know, these are women who either can't or wouldn't spend the money on themselves. And so it's a special gift at Christmas time or Mother's Day.
Okay, now there's three new organizations that you've added to the long list of organizations that you're a part of partnering with and making sure these ladies get these purses. I'll let you walk through those.
All right. Well, in the past, we've given to Dream Center, but through when we had extras at the end of the year. But I met with Shelley, mm-hmm. and this year we're going to be fully committed to them also. Esperanza Shelter is domestic violence in Santa Fe, and it's a small shelter, but we want to participate and help them with their help. And then My Sister's House is in Gallup, and it's a domestic violence also.
So you're reaching outside of Albuquerque. It's personalities plus ABQ. How long before you switch that to NM?
I don't know. I don't know. But it's sad, but it's that they're in so many parts of our city and our state. But we're grateful that we can come alongside them and help them in their work.
Now, before we go any farther, I want to make sure, because we'll do it again here in a minute. I want to give the contact information because maybe there's someone who's in need that wants to be the next one on your list of organizations, or maybe there's a group that wants to help pack or provide the content for packing. Here's how you reach out to Jane Bickelman with Personalities Plus ABQ. The email is jbick at comcast.net. jbick@comcast.net. And the phone number to call is 505-263-8366. Here's that number again, 505-263-8366. And don't forget to go to Facebook. Real easy to find. Go to personality or go to Facebook and then just search for Personalities Plus ABQ, and let me help you with that a little bit, because it's P-U-R, like purse, personalities, P-O, or P-U-R, S-O-N-A-L-I-T-I-E-S, Personalities Plus ABQ, and I would guess if you messaged on the Facebook, that may be another way, but...
Absolutely.
And the phone number is on the Facebook page as well, if you didn't get the phone number. 263-8366. So Jane, as you look to the past, and you consider the present, you know, you're already doing that. You're getting ready for your packing party. What about the future? What do you see or hope for?
Well, we just want to continue to meet the needs, and we don't know where that's going.
Yeah.
God has grown this beyond what I ever imagined. And, but you know, when you see a need, you need to try and meet it. And so I don't know how this is going to expand beyond what it is, but where it is, it's required us to become a 501c3 to help get the things we need in the purses.
So financial gifts made to the ministry are now tax deductible.
Yes.
If you want to find out more about that, let me give you that information one more time. Here you go. You can email Jane at jbick@comcast.net or call 505-263-8366. If you go to Facebook and search for Personalities Plus, remember, spell it like a purse, right? Personalities Plus ABQ. On the Facebook page, you can message, or you'll find the phone number there as well. Did we leave anything out, Jane?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We are in need of donations, and we are in need of monetary donations.
Okay. And is the list of needs on the Facebook page? Or
it is.
Okay. Oh, it is. Yeah. I see the picture there. Real easy to find. Jane, thank you so much. You know, Jane reached out to me this time because you got that 501c3 and we wanted to announce that. I'm glad we did. And it's always great to catch up with you. And thank God for you and the ladies and the other volunteers that make it possible.
God's brought some amazing women to help me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Stick around. We're going to take a quick break and come back and catch up with Mike Gomez from U-Turn for Christ. You say you don't know exactly what that is. Well, we'll let you know right after the break on ABQ Connect.